Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, the 11th of June. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, and sorry that I'm still really ill and trying to get over whatever bug I have caught. I bet from the little man's nursery. It always is, isn't it, from the kids? Let's start with the global plug-in electric market, which in April, we're going back, we can't do May's numbers yet, we've got April tallied globally on the planet, an amazing number, over 500,000 plug-in passenger cars, a 7% share of pure electric vehicles so far this year. Well over 2.5 million EVs have hit the road around the world. That 7% global share keeps creeping up as well. It's amazing. Biggest models, the Hongguang Mini EV and the BYD Song. That's a plug-in hybrid, by the way. Tesla losing out this month, in April at least, because of Chinese lockdowns. Next, Volkswagen confirming that they want to build new facilities in the US. Not confirming where, what, when, how, not whether they're going to use existing parcels of land they own or look for new locations. Of course, they have Chattanooga, which makes the ID4, or at least it will, later this year. Now, what about solar cars? The Lightyear vehicle is, they say, production ready. 6 years of development have gone into this. 2019, we saw the prototype, which is going to do, you know, a huge distance and all those kind of things. But the numbers have been made more sensible, but still incredible, 388 miles from a 60 kilowatt hour pack. That's because this thing is sleek. It's a sedan. It's got its wheels covered up. It's all about aero, and it won't be everyone's cup of tea. But nor will the price of $263,000. They're making just under 1,000 of them. And the kind of USP of this is that it is covered in solar panels, next-gen solar panels, that will generate, they say, 21 miles of range. But, yeah, that depends on where you live in the world and how sunny it is. But would in theory mean you never have to plug the car in. Hasn't got wild performance specs, but it doesn't need it. This car's about efficiency. It runs Android, by the way, a bit like a Volvo or a Polestar, on a 10.1-inch center touchscreen. They say they've got a manufacturing partner in Finland lined up, the Finnish company Valmet Automotive. These are big milestones, and it's all very good. Startups can easily talk a good talk, but not walk the walk. But I believe this company is, and I really wish them all the very best in getting those cars on the road. The Biden-Harris administration adding a few more details on top of the national charging network. We know they want to build the 500,000 electric vehicle charge points they want to put on America's highways, less than 1 mile off of main highways. That's new detail added to this scheme, along with a set of standards. And that's awesome, because standards are great. It means that all chargers work with all cars. That it means that they all talk the same language. The billing is all the same. So this is great. Get it right from the start. Get it right from the start. It's so important. It's a great set of announcements today. They're also creating an EV working group to advise the government of 25 experts in the field. And I know people already in the US that I would put forward. Please put these people on the working group, because they know what they're talking about. And, in, you know, respectfully, politicians don't. Talking of which, in North Carolina, some bonkers politicians, by the sound of it, wants to pass a bill, and it might pass, knowing that area, to ban any form of free charging retroactively as well. So if a business, if a restaurant, if a mall has put in a free charger to attract a customer, like a voucher in the paper would be part of your marketing, they have to close them down, rip them out, and not offer free charging in the state of North Carolina. We'll see if it passes. Wowee. And the Tesla Model Y coming out of Giga Texas is now reaching customers' hands. We don't know too much yet, but those YouTube videos are just starting to be made. Supercharging test was posted online. That took 12 minutes to get to 50% from a very low state of charge, and 34 minutes to get to 80%, which is about in line with V3 superchargers. And that, my friends, is Briefly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.